Thank you, Madam Chair. The role of media is very important for a just and equitable society where the rights of minorities are respected. However, Pakistan has imposed a complete ban on all mainstream media to discuss the issues confronted by ethnic minorities. In the case of Pashtuns, there is only one TV station, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, but even that is owned by a person belonging to majority ethnic group called Punjabis. So it is almost impossible for Pashtuns to promote their real culture and traditions through this TV station. It's due to this media blackout, the central government and Pakistan Army have been given a license to forcibly disappear, extrajudicially kill and torture Pashtuns with complete immunity. Pashtuns are systematically stereotyped as violent, uneducated and terrorist in TV dramas, films and other mainstream media. Even it is not allowed to speak Pashto in schools and public places. In such shocking environment, Pashtuns have resorted to use social media platform like Facebook and Twitter, but even these social medias are banned and restricted by government of Pakistan. Internet has been slowed down and Twitter is banned in Pakistan. Pakistan has invested in millions to create a firewall to restrict those accounts and personalities who criticize government. I, Fazlur Rahman Afridi, is the living example of this discrimination as my Facebook and Twitter account is banned in Pakistan. So this exclusion of Pashtun ethnic minority from public and private media spheres result in systematic racial discrimination and violation of basic fundamental rights of Pashtun's ethnic minority in Pakistan with complete disregard for rule of law has turned them into a second-class citizens. Pashtuns have been profiled as terrorists, which has given Pakistan a license to kill. More than 32,000 Pashtuns have been forcibly disappeared, 80,000 killed, and 1,000 injured in the last 17 years by Pakistan Army. Not a single person or institution has been held accountable.